buzz. I keep my head in the game and I just stay focused. Cashville, we too deep, they can never hold us. We run this shit, better know we in this bitch. And when I separate them, I guess they all dismissed. 21, I stand, so here I am. And I'm taking over like it's my only chance. 2011, and watch me make it happen. And we celebrating middle fingers, fuck the haters. We on the map, it ain't no falling back. And to my ladies, where my rock star Jesus at?
What up, kids?
Can you let us know what type of artists do you
are you currently working with at this present time?
At this present time, I'm actually representing a visual artist and her line, Art by Superstar. And I'm also in conjunction with comedian Keith Robinson, and I do various projects. Like, I actually was just added as a PR panelist for the Shine Till You Grind for BET Weekend. So that's a pretty big project coming up.
Wow, that's what's up right there. So for all the listeners out there that's not aware of what a PR is, can you give them some knowledge on what a publicist is?
Okay, basically, a publicist, well, I'll say it like this. I'm going to give a street version of it because it's more relatable. Since most of us are a little bit of street, I'll say it this way. A publicist is no way, fashion form, a manager. And oftentimes, most people shell all of that in one group. A publicist is a manager and all of that. No, absolutely not. A publicist is in no way a manager, and I have to first say that. A manager is someone who's going to be walking it out with you through everything. That's contracts, all your show bookings, studios, producers, and all of that stuff. A publicist is not necessarily going to do any of that. So I'll start with that just so you know there's a difference.
right.
So, what
I was going to say, you know, not to cut you off, because, I mean, I am so glad that you're giving me the breakdown formula of what the role of a publicist is, because, you know, I'm not going to lie, I really did not know the exact, you know, position of a publicist, you know, and, you know, I'm glad you're giving us insight on that, so keep rolling with it. Sorry.
Okay, but the publicist, although the publicist is not a manager, a publicist actually works side by side with management. A publicist would be, in this analogy, a publicist would be a speaker. If you're in a liquor store or you're in a bank in the hood or something like that, they have those bullet windows, and those bullet windows are your protection. Okay, and that would be what your management is. The publicist is actually the speaker, the speaker to where you're able to connect with the person on the other end of that glass, and you can hear what your price is or whatever it is that you're conducting through the glass. So your publicist would be your liaison, the in-between, the go-between with you and the media. Connecting you with your fan base, building a relationship with you and the public. That's very public relations, is where you building your relationship with the public so that you do have a fan base.
Right.
So your publicist will be the speaker, just like if you wanted to sweeten it up a little bit more, if you were like, I don't know, if you were, like, driving in a hot in the sun or something like that, your manager would be the gas in the tank and your publicist would be the AC in the tent and the window.
Right.
So then, therefore, they work together. You keep going in motion, but, you know, it's all built in a team to get you where you need to be and for the public to be connected with what it is that you're doing so that you are able to have a fan base connecting so that they would know who you are and why they want to be connected with you. And that goes within branding and your image and your image consulting and things of that nature.
Right. So what I would like to know as far as image-wise is concerned, let me just take you back. When an artist looks for a publicist, you know, at what level of their career should they feel that it's necessary to obtain a publicist?
That's a good question. Now, it depends on how serious you are about your career. It's just that. If you're serious, you'll have one. If you're not serious, you may not have one. It depends on how much you want to be exposed as well. So if you're looking to be a local celebrity or I'm in the Bay Area right now, so like when I get approached by, you know, artists out here, I'll say, if you want to be famous, which meaning famous within the Bay Area, but if you want to be, you know, locally famous, you know, you may not need a publicist. But if you're looking to be famous, or if you're looking to have fan base outside of your local area and you take your career that seriously, you would want to connect with some format of PR.
Right. So let's say, for example, let's say for someone who is at the beginning stages of their career, they don't record it, their first mixtape or something like that, and at this point in their career, they have a local fan base, you know, and they're on the rise, but they haven't really sold any units yet, you know, in their career, but I mean, they're basically at their beginning stages of success, you know. Would you consider somebody like that to need a publicist at this stage in their career? You know, even if they did desire to be famous, you know, what would you feel that it's something that of importance if they were wanting to take their career to the next level at that point in time? You know, do you feel that they should have a publicist at that point?
Oh yeah, absolutely. It depends. Okay, what do you want to achieve? You know, if you know what it is that you're trying to achieve, if you have a product, even if it's one single, you know, if you have one single and you're looking for that exposure, you definitely should want to seek out some PR. At some, like I said, at some level, you would want to seek out some PR. It wouldn't matter if you were just recording or something like that, where you don't have anything tangible. Like if you don't have anything, like you don't have a video or you don't have a single out or you don't have any material, then no, I don't think that would be a wise choice. It would be a wise choice for you to research PR and to see, when you do have those things, what would you be looking for? That I advise, you know, this is my personal advice, you know, and if that's something that you want to do, once you do have your finished product, you at least know where to go immediately.
Right. So what would be some of the qualities or characteristics in a publicist that an artist or someone that's in the industry, what they would be looking for as a publicist? What would some of the qualities be that they should observe in a publicist?
Okay, well, this, again, is my opinion. So, I mean, I'm going off of my personal experience just being a publicist for the few years that I have been. You want to make sure that you have a respect. That's the first thing. You want to make sure that you have a level of respect for the person who's going to be representing you. You need to be able to know that person, may it be rain or shine, that they are someone who's going to stick with you. That's what you want. You ultimately want longevity. Ultimately, you want to have someone who's going to have that longevity. If someone's going to be fly-by or, you know, kind of flimsy, you may not want them to be a part of your team, because you don't want your career to be flimsy, you know. If you're going to aim for that, you know, local stuff, then maybe you might not care if the person's around or not. But that main thing I would say is, for one, that you respect the person, and for two, that person is willing to ride with you.
Well, that was well answered. I'd like to ask you, what inspired you to become a publicist?
Okay. well, before I was a publicist, I had various jobs in the industry, like right out of high school. When I was 17, right out of high school, I worked at BET. I was an assistant producer for the O'Drama Show, which was like a women's talk show with Kim Whitley and Vanessa Bell, and Julissa was on that show. And so it was just kind of like a little, like a juicy gossip type of show that was on BET at the time. And I was the assistant to the producer for that show. So I worked there for a little bit, and I, you know, kind of was learning the different hats. And then after that, I branched off with the producer, you know, the Viacom had bought over BET or whatever, and so everybody kind of got laid off. So we took our own path. And in between that time, I was working with the producer, and I was learning different hats on how to media buy and commercial spots and the whole thing. Then branched off from there, I was doing award shows. So when I, you know, worked at award shows, being in L.A. at the time, it's very beneficial. So, you know, I've worked like the Source Hip Hop Awards, the Grammys, Latin Grammys, Nickelodeon Kids' Choice, you know, all of those. And I was just learning different positions and learning what would be best for me. I knew that I had a magnetic force with creative people. I knew that I'm good with speaking with people. I knew that I attract a lot of people in the industry. And so with that, that's a gift. Not everybody has that, or even, you know, being, you know, intimidated by millionaires telling them where to sit and when to go to what room and who wants to talk to them and stuff like that. Most people aren't able to handle that type of job. So with that, I was trying to find out exactly where was my niche. I believe it was the 2000 Source Hip Hop Awards in Pasadena. I was working with Mobb Deep, and Mobb Deep had they had a performance with Lil' Kim, and they were doing the Quiet Storm. And while they were rehearsing Quiet Storm with Lil' Kim, I was, you know, sitting in the bleachers with this different staff. And Lil' Kim's staff was right there. And I looked over and I saw this lady who was on her phone, and she just looked like super busy and just super important. And when she hung up her phone, I kind of like tapped her real quick and I said, "I'm sorry to disrupt you, but you look really, really important, and I just want to know what it is that you do." Now, most people wouldn't do that because, for one, they would be intimidated, but I, for some reason, had the guts to do it at that time. And I asked her, and she turned, and she talked to me for a moment. She said, "Oh, well, I'm her publicist, and I handle all her PR, you know," and I didn't know what the heck that was. And I was trying to figure out exactly what it was. And so later that day, I went and I Googled it, went online and researched exactly what a publicist was. And I looked at the characteristics. I looked at, you know, how long I would need to be in school to learn the different, you know, forms of PR and just all of that. And I figured that that would be a best fit for me and my personality. And also, you know, the type of life that I've already been accustomed to. So I figured it was okay. That's something that I think that I would want to do. And maybe a year later, I enrolled in school and pursued, you know, getting my degree in PR.
Wow. That's an amazing journey that you've been on, you know. I'm glad you broke it down to us like that, you know, because I want my listeners to know I'm going to continue to bring you the best in knowledge, you know, for, you know, the whole hip-hop arena. You know, I want to continue to do that. You know, and I'm so glad that I've connected with Heidi. You know, I actually met her at the Female Hip Hop Honors Award, you know, and show in Los Angeles, you know, and she just seems, like she said, looked like a very important person. You know what I'm saying? And you guys already know how I am. I love to network with people, and, you know, and I love people who are receptive, you know, towards people that's trying to reach out to them. And Heidi, you know, her whole persona was like this. The artist that she was representing did not even have to be present, because she made me feel the girl's presence so much, I wanted to go home and Google her artist, you know, because she definitely will represent for an artist, and she makes sure she gets her point across, she's on point with everything, and she's a beast. In the public relations department, she is a straight beast. You don't even have to be present for her to actually carry out that business and get you what you need, the plugs that you need to basically push your career forward, you know? And I really admire that. She's the first publicist that I've actually met, you know. I just really want to say that I feel blessed that I've come in contact with you, Heidi.
Aww.
Yes, because, you know, you've given me a lot of insight on things that I can do, you know, for my own career. Plus, you're just very intelligent, you know, and well-spoken, you know. And a lot of publicists don't, even though it's a business, you can tell that she loves her craft. And she gets down to business people, you know. And I did want to ask you another question, you know. As a PR, what type of artists or people that's out, what kind of clients do you look for? You know, what's the criteria that they have to meet in order to be one of your clients?
Oh, okay. I'll say the type of clients that I look for are the ones who are hungry. I look for someone who has unique talent, someone who's in touch with themselves, who loves themselves, because that's top, you know, and someone who has respect. Like I said, that mutual respect is always important, and people who, just take their career seriously, take their music seriously. You know, you don't want to say, oh, this is just a hobby, I do this on the weekend, or, you know, something like that. You're someone who's open to listening to constructive criticism, someone who's open to changing a little bit, you know, maybe not changing, but who's open to taking suggestions and seeing it in a different light. That's always important, because there's no sense in having someone who's a staff, you know, there's no sense in having a staff if you're not going to take the advice that they're giving you. So that's always important. You want to have someone who's going to actually open their ears to you and who's going to accept the things that you offer them. You know, that's important too. You want to make sure that you guys are understanding that there's things that's gonna, you know, that's gonna come up. There's things that might be the same day, you know, or there's, you know, a year from now. Are you open to doing this? Yes. Okay. So these are the things that you need to do in order to get ready for this. Or this just came up 2 days ago. Do you want to do this? You know, or something like that. Someone who's on it, who's with it, who's, you know, who's raring to go.
Yeah. If you stay ready, you don't have to get ready. That's for sure.
There you have it. There you have it. Go beyond.
That's cool. You know, I mean, somebody like you could actually keep an artist like me on their toes, you know what I'm saying? Like a hungry artist that's out there that's trying to make things happen in their career, trying to take their career seriously, trying to soak up all the game to the industry. I mean, it doesn't get any better than that, you know? And so, This just opened up a whole new horizon for me as an artist, you know, and trying to do things with my career, you know, and I'm totally interested in, you know, expanding my efforts in the entertainment community as a whole. So, you know, I'm gonna be looking into that, you know, and you know, I also want to ask you, you know, since, you know, I'm more familiar with the music side of the industry, I wanted to know, you know, with camps, you know, like the camps and circles that artists are affiliated with, like record labels and the artists that's on their roster that they hang out with and go to the studio every day with, I would like to know, you know, as far as image-wise, how do you maintain what do you call it? How do I put it? How do you maintain a sustainable image, you know, in the public eye? And how do you how would you go about doing that?
Well, damn. Okay, that one's okay. With that one, that's a delicate situation, and all parties have to be again on the same page. There has to be a family basis where everyone understands the relationship and the importance of keeping, well, what do you say, safe face, you know, or keeping your chin up type of thing. If there's good things or bad things, not everything is supposed to be exposed to the public. Regardless, you know, you could be signing a contract with a specific record label. Not everybody needs to know your business at that point in life. They need to know after the fact that you've already signed and this is what you're going to be doing with this product, you know, or wait until after your product is done. And you need to make sure that all of the people who are in that camp or family or business or however you want to say it, that they're understanding that what's family business, family business. You know, there could be a fight. There could be, you know, whatever, you know, some kind of drama or whatever it is. The public does not need to know that. You know, they need to make sure that they, whatever it is that you're doing, your image is withheld, that there's that level of respect within the family that is not going to leak out any of the intricate, you know, whatever's happening in there. Like I said, if you got signed to a dealer or if you guys got a little drama or if, you know, somebody's got fired or, you know, whatever the case may be, on the inside, you need to make sure that that's family business, you know, and that's what's holding your image and your brand, because not everybody needs to know that. Now, when you're big wigs like Diddy or something like that, it'll leak out because people are bitter and there's a larger platform in that area, which sometimes shouldn't happen, you know, but because media likes it, media likes to find things like that and do what they will. And journalists, bloggers, you name it, any form of media, anything that they have, they'll do it, you know. And as a publicist, it's important for you and your team to know what's happening on the inside first, to have a level of understanding of what's on the inside first. They could say anything about you on the outside, but everybody has to be on the same accord on the inside and know what's up, you know. And that way, anything that you guys approach that might be questioned or might come up on a public platform, that it's not going to take any toll on what's on the inside. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That right there is like some deep insight, and I'm so glad that you were able to like inform our listeners about that, you know, because, you know, I know I've been guilty of it myself. You know, you have an issue within your camp, you go and you want to confide in your with your friend, and you know, or you just feel hurt about something, you know. And
nah, that man, that's family business.
Yeah, that doesn't show, you know, that is being professional. And you got to take it on a whole nother level with your career, you know, and bring it to a professional level. And a publicist can actually help you establish those characteristics that, you know, a lot of us don't have, because a lot of us, you know, we open our companies and labels up with people in our family, our longtime high school buddy and people of that nature. You know, we got to know where to draw the line, you know, between family and business, you know, and I'm glad you gave us insight on that. You know,
well, yeah. When you do that, you gotta make sure that you draw the. It was not even drawing the line. It's just having that understanding. You know, that what was in the family stays in the family.
Right. Yeah.
Because you guys are ultimately you're all you have.
Yeah, that's true. You know, I also want to ask you, as a publicist, how do you go about representing a client that
how would you go about representing a client that have issues in their whole image? You know, how would you be able to help them? Would you even work with a client who have issues with their image in the public eye, or, you know, would you even go as far as working with a client, you know, that you would need to help them to repair their image or to help them evolve into a new artist? You know, do you help artists in that area?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. See, there's one important thing. Tomorrow's a new day. and that is exactly that. Tomorrow's a new day. If you are stuck on the past, and whatever your image was in the past, that's what the public will be stuck on. If you move on and you establish yourself and you recreate and reinvent yourself, then the public has no other option but to respect your gangster and keep rolling with you. For example, since you said that, for example, look at a public figure, Brandy. Brandy had that car accident. And all of that stuff, she fell off for a little bit, did her own thing, whatever she had to do, you know. And now everybody loves her again. She's on tour around the world right now. She's done Dancing with the Stars, you know, all of that.
That's right.
Think that you got to look at Little Kim, you know what I'm saying? Or think about Chris Brown, you know what I mean?
Chris Brown.
I mean, literally. The world
Chris
hated
Brown
him at one point. Chris Brown has an entire team of publicists, and rightfully so. They did an outstanding job with his image, and he's on fire right now because of that.
Right. Hey, do you think, I'm about to put a little humor in it because I know we're on some serious nature right now, but...
Girl, go ahead.
Do you think Chris Brown publicist is the one that advised him to cry when he was singing that Man in the Mirror song on BET?
No, you know what? I don't think that there was a stage cry. I'm gonna tell you that. You know, and I actually, like I said, I've watched it, so I've seen the whole pack. But
yeah.
No, I don't think that he or she or whoever on the team said, hey, you know what, cry after this. I think that Chris probably had a conversation, you know, cry right now. No, I think that they actually had a conversation, an intimate thing. Okay, well, this is what I'm talking about. You know, he wasn't able to participate when Michael Jackson died, you know, in all of those events. And, you know, he was the quote-unquote heir as far as him being, you know, the dancer, the performer next to Michael Jackson. And everyone couldn't deny it as him as a little boy, you know. Unfortunately, what happened with him publicly with Rihanna kind of, you know, sideswiped him from having those privileges to participate, you know, in those type of things. Those are privileges. And, again, the public gives you those privileges. It's not a right. It's a privilege for people to love you, you know. And
right.
That's another thing. People, man, they'll get on there, oh, you owe me. No, they don't. The public does not owe you anything. You need to understand that. It is a privilege to have fans. And so basically back to this Chris Brown. So I think that when he and his publicists were talking about him performing that, he had an emotional connection already because, for one, he was allowed to be on stage performing again. He was given that privilege back. And so he was already emotional about that. And then the fact that he was performing something in honor of Michael Jackson already triggered some emotion in him. So I think that the publicist knew that, and when they said, okay, yeah, you're going to perform that, be yourself, do you. And when they gave him that green light to do him and be himself, I think that that's when his emotions flared up and the tears came. And that couldn't help but you know, that couldn't hurt, but, you know, it helped his performance. You know, I don't think that they said cry right now. I think that they already knew he was going to cry. You know, like, he's going to cry in the car. You know, they already knew he was going to cry.
Yes.
They already knew it. You know, he don't cry in the car because he's already emotional. You already know. You would know your artist was going to cry or was going to be emotional, especially for something of that huge, you know.
Yeah. I think, you know, I believe that Chris Brown, you know, his
everything that he's done, you know, in his career was mostly on a positive note, and he was already deeply connected with his fans, like you said, you know. And I wonder, you know, what was it that catapulted his recovery and his phenomenal, you know, resilience, you know, that he's shown over, like over this last year or so, you know, that's just amazing, you know, and. I mean, we can just thank the publicist. That's about it. You know, we can thank
it's called crisis management, and that is a part of PR that I spent, and most people, if you go to school for PR, you spend most of your senior year learning how to do crisis management. and that's the bulk of the booger. That's one of my little terms, but that is definitely the bulk of the booger right there. When you are, you know, presented with these huge, you know, things like domestic violence, car accident, you know, drunken driving, drugs, you know, something like that. How do you deal with these things? You know, how do you not? I wouldn't say spin, because spin is such a overrated term, and it makes it seem phony and not authentic. But how do you turn around and have redemption from these things? You know, there are actual formulas to making this happen.
Man,
and with Chris Brown, especially in that race, he had to show his humility. He had to show that he was humble, and he did that. He exemplified the campaign to recovery perfectly. That's the reason why he's in the position he's in now.
That's what's up. And I feel that, you know, like how you were stating earlier about being receptive to constructive criticism, I believe that he used whatever he was advised by his PR, you know, to handle his situation accordingly. You know, and that really makes a big difference in your career, you know. I just want to thank you, you know, for the insight that you've given me, and we definitely have to have you on the show again, Heidi. I know that you're a busy woman, so I feel so special that you took time out, you know, to be part of the show today. But I would like, you know, for you to give our listeners, you know, your whole connection if they're out there seeking a PR, you know, or any of that, you know. Let our listeners know where they can find you or follow Heidi.
You can follow me on Twitter, Go Beyond PR. It's GoBeyondPR at Twitter. That's my Twitter. And you can find me. I will give you my personal one, but, you know, if you guys want to connect, I'm not going to take you away. But Heidi Glam Loves You is my personal Twitter. So if you want to get, you know, a good laugh over here and there, you can go to Heidi Glam Loves You. That's HeidiGlamLovsu.
That's what's up, Heidi. Also, I wanted to know before we let you go, what kind of plans and goals, you know, that you have set forth for the next month or so? We can't go that far, like, further than that ahead of time in your career right now, because there's too much stuff lined up. Can you let us know where we can find you at, where you're going to be on the scene at, Heidi?
I'm going to be doing the Shine Before You Grind BET Award Weekend, and I will be, I don't know whose party, someone's after party. I believe Chris Brown's going to be at that one, too. That's funny. I think it's LRG or I can't even name any names right now, but there's an after party. I'll be there, and I'll be at a few dances. If you follow me on Twitter, you'll find out exactly where I'm going to be. I like to keep it low-key. I don't really do too much going out. I'd rather do that for my clients, you know. So if you do get it on my Twitter, you'll see where I'll be.
That's what's up. And I'm sure all the listeners out there, you know, they can pay attention to your whole demeanor, your character. You know, I respect you in every way. I love how you get down. I love how you run your business, Heidi, you know. So I salute you for everything that you got going on and the way you carrying yourself, and you are doing it so well, Miss Heidi. You know, so just keep up the good work, you know.
Thank you.
following your career. I wish you the most ultimate success with everything you got going on, and just in general, you know, just in general.
Thank you. Well, it's my pleasure to be here and to, you know, kind of share a little bit of time and space with you. I mean, shoot, if you want to, you know, talk a little more, I got a little bit more time. I just realized one of my little meetings are kind of backed up, so I can hang out for a little longer if you would have me.
Okay, well, see, I didn't like. You know, I don't want to hold you hostage too long, you know, but see, I already knew, you know, saying that you had a lot going on today, but I appreciate you hanging out with us for a little bit longer, you know, because then I can still keep going with my questions, you know.
We can talk about some branding and all of that wonderful stuff if you want to.
we can do that. You know, I would like to know. What do you feel, you know, how do you feel about the whole Arnold Schwarzenegger situation? Do you think his publicist can help him bounce back?
Okay, to be honest with you, I'm very selective about the type of things that I choose to listen to or pay attention to in the media just because of what I do. With the Arnold Schwarzenegger thing, I have a feeling that he will be just fine, especially since it's kind of like a skeleton in the closet type of thing from what I'm seeing. And, you know, of course, like I said, the media, they find out something. That's another fine example of what I was talking about, in-house business, staying in the house. So 10 years later, it leaks out, and then it's a big old skeptical, just like I was saying. They found out a little bit of the house business, and now they're going, you know, nuts over it, and they're thirsty for it. And you know, granted, that's what makes you who you are. One of my brands is Humanity is Glam. Everything about being human is glam. Your flaws, your downfalls, your upbringing, your triumphs, humanity. Everything that makes you who you are is glamorous because it's life. So what Arnold Schwarzenegger is doing right now is just having one of those glamorous moments, you know, regardless if it's, you know, he has an illegitimate child and all of the other stuff. For one, I think his wife needs a round of applause, you know, to be honest with you, because she didn't just now find out about that.
Right.
Let me stop. No, but you know, but honestly, she to be a woman and to stand by your husband throughout the whole term of being a governor of a state, and on top of that, you know, all of the other responsibilities he has as being, quote-unquote, Arnold Schwarzenegger, the brand, she is a remarkable wife, you know, and now she wants to file a divorce and all that stuff just because his term is over. We all know that. But, you know, at the same point, he will be just fine. She will be done, and she and her publicity is already skyrocketed. You know, she's a Kennedy, you know, so she knows what she's doing, and she knows how to handle it properly. She's no stranger to public and you know, media and the forum. So, and neither is he. So they're well trained. They know what they're doing, and they'll be fine.
Yeah, that's the stuff right there. You know, I feel like, you know, Arnold Schwarzenegger, he's taking it like a champ. You know, he's always been, you know, a part of the public eye himself, and I feel like he will be resilient in this whole situation as well. What I wanted to ask you,
one more thing on Arnold Schwarzenegger, and one more time, I want to give even Arnold Schwarzenegger some props on that too. Even though he had a side baby, he stuck with it and raised that child too at the same time. You go, boy. Literally, like he was there for the child through the 10 years, and that's what's up. As an illegitimate, you know, situation, he was daddy. So, you know, I'm proud of that too. You go, boy.
Oh, that's what's up. See, I didn't even know the whole inside.
Oh, girl, they did birthday parties and the whole kid. You pay for quinceañeras and you.
That's what's up. Arnold was getting down with the kids, and yet I could have jumped
through it. Arnold Schwarzenegger ain't no joke, boy. Please, okay. Anyways, back to
that's,
Man, that's what's up. See, Heidi, you've given us a whole nother insight on a lot of stuff, you know. But I wanted to ask you, Heidi, okay, as far as we're going to go back a little bit to, like, the image of people that's in the public eye, people in the music industry, people that are actors, and just famous people in general. What do you feel about people pulling publicity stunts to advance to the next level in the game?
Depending on the stunt, if don't nobody get hurt, you know, it is what it is. You know, I don't think that that's, I mean, it's something that's been around since the beginning of time. And then that's, you know, just like, it's like water, you know, it's natural. It's going to happen. I don't know if necessarily stunt, like, you know, like staging a marriage or staging a whatever, if that's something that's actually, I don't know. That's not something that I find ethical as far as like, you know, oh, I want you to date this person and go out publicly or something like that. I don't necessarily think that's ethical. But so what? You know, who cares what I think about that? If it works, it works for them, and, you know, they got to deal with it. So I don't necessarily have an opinion on that. But it's just not something that I would necessarily advise anybody that I represent to do.
Right. So what do you feel about hip hop though? What do you think about hip hop in particular? Do you believe that some people pull stuff like beef with other rappers just so they could, you know,
advance
next level in the game or what?
Oh yeah. And if it's, I think I wouldn't necessarily call that a stunt. You know, a stunt is something like a clothes wardrobe malfunction or something. That's a stunt. I wouldn't necessarily call a beef or something like that a stunt. I think that that's just it's classic. It's a classic method to getting publicity. And I don't think that's actually a bad thing. If you have a healthy relationship with someone who's in the game with you and they're willing to participate in a beef or something like that, that's cool. I don't necessarily think that that's a bad thing. Like, it's healthy competition, you know?
So what do you feel about this statement right here? All publicity is good publicity.
It is. It keeps you in the light, regardless if it's bad, if it's good, if it's ugly. That goes back with the humanity is glam. Humanity is glamorous. Good, bad, ugly. It is what it is. And nobody is immune to humanity at all. And the trials and triumphs and the triumphs of humanity. So all publicity is good publicity when it comes to the fact that people will always be able to connect with you at some level. So there's somebody out there who's in the same position as Chris Brown was in. And there is somebody who is in the same position as Brandy was, or in the same position as Fantasia, or in the same position as anybody. Somebody out there is able to connect with those human errors.
Right.
So all publicity is good publicity in that retrospect, because you have to think about it. Not everybody is perfect, and that's what the people want to know. They want to know, are you human? How can we connect with you?
Right.
Damn, I did that too. Shoot, I can relate to her. I'm cool with her. I'm going to listen to her more, and I'm going to be a fan. I'll buy her album. I'll go to her shows. I'll listen to her songs, because her songs are speaking about something that I lived through.
Right. So what do you feel about, okay, let's go for artists that has, like, per se, a squeaky clean image. They look beautiful. They look glamorous. You know, they have the image of having this perfect body. Their hair is always perfect. Their makeup's always perfect. But just that one time, somebody seen their stretch marks and they weave was out and their hair was nappy. And, you know, all of that, they titties was just sagging down. You know,
oh,
I
goodness.
Mean, and somebody just caught that photo of them, you know. Would you feel that this person could – revive their careers after that, or do you think that would damage their careers if we just caught them off guard one time and they just looked a busted mess?
Girl, that happens every day. What are you talking about? Absolutely. They're human. Everybody got
right.
a stretch mark at one point in their life. You know, so what? You know, everybody been busted and disgusted at some point in their life. Like, you know, it's relatable. You know, like, the public would appreciate you being honest as opposed
right.
to you hiding your flaws. And if you were known as being someone who's usually this kept up prima donna, you know, and you had a bad day, whoopsie-doo. Nobody's really going to, you know, I mean, and even if they did, so what? They'll get over it, you know, in that
right.
respect. You know, it's the truth, like, shoot. It is what
yeah.
it is. Not everybody
yeah,
wakes up, you know, sparkly.
Yeah, you know what? The reason why I asked you that question, because, you know, I hear a lot, you know, of advice, you know, given to me by a lot of people out there, you know, that's in the industry, and they be like, oh, man, you got to have yourself together even when you go to the grocery store. You got to make sure you just look on, like, on point every time you step out. You know, you got to always be ready to be photo ready and all this and this and that. And I feel like, you know, my personality, that don't fit me as a natural person. You know, I don't be made up every day. I only wear makeup when I go out to events. You know, I don't even really wear makeup when I do YouTube videos. You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
I mean, I don't know. I feel like, you know, I feel personally that's not necessary, but I'm not sure if I'm right. That's why I asked you, because I was wondering, you know, by me just connecting with my fans, you know, the whole image that I'm trying to, you know, create with my own self is that I would like my fans to know me as a real person, you know that I hurt, know that I'm humble, know that there's people that I admire a lot, you know, and I'm not afraid to show it, you know, even if they are a female rapper, you know, like I am, you know, I don't want people to think that I'm just that, you know, I have such a thick shell over me that I don't hurt, I don't go through stuff, and I don't feel, you know, I can't be humble for a moment to just say, oh, she's tight, or I admire her, or something like that, you know. So,
yeah,
I think
that's cool. I mean, the fact that you're in touch with yourself, that is your image
right.
then. You know, it's like you are your natural self, you know. Like I said, not everybody wakes up sparkly, so you're going to do you. And when you're authentic and you do what you do, then that's what stands out, that you're not trying to be like someone else. Okay, yeah, you don't put on your MAC lip gloss every day. So what? You know, that's your personal image. Now, granted, there are certain, you know, arenas to where you are supposed to be, you know, looking a specific way or whatever, quote unquote, because of the company that you'll be in. Now,
yes. It,
rather or not, if you care about that, then, it, you know, that's your thing. You could show up to the VMAs in a meat suit like Lady Gaga or whatever that leopard, you know, outfit that Nicki Minaj was wearing. You know, it is what it is. Not everybody else was dressed like that. You already know that. You know, they decided to stand out, and that's their image, you know, and it
right.
works for them. Just like when we went to the, you were at the Underground Girls of Hip Hop, and Medusa,
yeah.
Where was she? She had her, you know, she was sagging and had her mohawk, and, you know, she was not dressed like everybody else. She did her individual thing, you know.
Right.
And that's what it is. And if you do that throughout your day, that is who you are, and that is real. And people are going to want to connect with what is real as opposed to connecting with somebody who's going to spend 5 hours in the mirror before going to the grocery store.
That's what's up. And we have a caller that's calling in right here, caller 5092, you live on Bang Out Radio. Hello, you're live on Bang Out Radio. This caller is just listening in right now. Callers, if you would like to speak to the host and you would like to go live, please press 1. You can call me in by calling 661, area code 621-7559, you know, and I'm on air live with Heidi, you know, and we're getting it in right here on Bang Out Radio. You know, this is more of a relaxed, chilled out Friday. You know, we're going to get into some music in the, within the next hour. But, you know, I just, you know, I am so happy, you know, that you've been able to give us so much insight, you know, on everything that's going on, you know, and what we need to be aware of as up-and-coming artists and people out there in the music arena, you know, and by this being CMT Takeover Friday, you know, I would like to know what's your views on females in hip-hop with their image, you know. How do you feel about that? You know, what do you think we need to brand ourselves and do things that can help us to have longevity in the future?
Okay, that's my love right there, branding and image consulting. That's where I come most alive. I love it. You have to think about necessarily what is a brand and what is an image. When you think of a Ciroc, when you look at a Ciroc bottle, who do you think of? Exactly. Okay, so when you hear the term no ceiling, what do you think of?
Lil Wayne.
Exactly. When you think about barbs, who do you think of?
Repeat that.
Barbs.
Barbs?
Barbs or Barbies.
The Barbie doll, yes.
Okay, when you think of that, you Barbs or Barbie, if you mostly think about who? Nicki Minaj, right?
Nicki Minaj, yes.
Okay.
You're
going to say Lil' Kim, though. No. You better stop. We ain't going there today. So we ain't going there today. We're not. We are not going there. So anyways, back to the brands. So when you, girl, you feel like, you make me feel like I'm doing my radio show back. So back, when you go into the images and you think of those brands, those people are significantly connected with those brands. May it be a slogan, may it be a term, may it be a color, may it be a bottle, may it be an alcohol, may it be a whatever, you know, it is that people are doing. It's a reflection of the brand that they represent or they feel a connection to. Okay? So I'm getting there. Okay. So basically, people feel that they need these brands. Why do people need these brands? So when you think of yourself as an artist, as an individual, period, if you're looking to connect with people, why do people want to connect with you? There has to be a need there. There has to be a need, not a want, but a need. People are going, you have to establish a point to where people need to hear from you. People need to buy this. People need to emulate you, to imitate you. People need to have you bumping in their cars. People need to go and see your concert when you hit their city and they hear that you're coming in town. People need to see you live. In that respect, that's where branding goes. So you need to look within yourself and say, what is special about me? What is unique about me to where people will have this need for me? People will not go out and spend money on you if they just want you. They have to need you in order for you to have that want to where they're going to do it. It's not even a fact of want anymore. It's a need. When people relate to these things, you know, like they go to the bar, they want a Ciroc because they need to feel connected. They need to have that repertoire that P. Diddy has with his swag. Oh, I mean, man, nothing but Ciroc because that's what P. Diddy do. I'm like him. I need to be connected. You know, no ceilings. I'm going to continue to listen to anything that has no ceilings, and I'm going to tow the roof off of my car right now because I feel like I'm connected with the people who are promoting this in some kind of way. So I need to show that I'm connected too. Barb, I feel like I'm a Barbie girl, quote unquote, so I need to have pink hair and I need to do X, Y, and Z. You know what I mean?
Right.
I feel like, you know, there has to be a need for you. And what you need to know is what validates you as an individual. You know, these people are looking for the validation as an individual. And as an artist, you are that person's validation. That's the reason why these fans are coming to you, because you validate them.
Let me ask you this. Okay, you know how we discussed about, like, the image or the realness, you know, of things like that. Okay, how can you put a balance between the two? You know what I'm saying? If you, okay, I'm wondering, you know, I'm on the outside looking in. I'm wondering, like, as a fan, you know, well, I'm a fan of a lot of people, like, whether it be actors, whatever, X, Y, Z. But what I would like to know, you know, see, my whole thing is, even though I love Nas to the point of no return, and you might even see me passed out at a concert somewhere. But, you know,
who you say, Nas?
Is that because
okay.
of the fact that I don't feel, I don't believe, I put him on a pedestal where I don't feel that he's a real person, and his image is, not saying that he's not real as a in his own personality, but I put him as something, as an object or a product, you know, that I know it's so unrealistic or impossible to be that person or be connected with that person physically. So when I do see them physically, I admire them to a whole nother level that, you know, he's beyond human. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I'm wondering, like, if I have to create an image like that in order for people to believe and desire and want in me, you know?
Well, yeah, because therefore there's a need. You need to see him. You know, if you hear today that Nas is going to be in your city next week, you're going to find out what you can do to get them tickets. Where can you go to buy them tickets?
I can ride a bike, a skateboard. I can catch the bus.
Exactly, because you need to do it. My point exactly, because there's that need. You need to connect. You need to see it live. You need to take those pictures. You need to tweet about it. You need to, you know, show, you know, hey, I was connected with this person. Why?
Right.
What is it about this person that makes you want to connect so bad? You go to the hair shop in these black hair salons and they go get a haircut. Who are they trying to get the haircut like? Halle Berry. Why? Because everybody knows Halle Berry is beautiful. Her hairstyle is beautiful. And Hurricane Chris didn't make it no damn better. You know what I'm saying? Everybody want to get the Halle Berry. That's branding. You get a haircut, you got that Halle Berry. Girl, you tripping. Why? Because you feel like you're connected with beauty. You feel like you're connected with a real, genuine woman. You feel like she's sophisticated and you want to be sophisticated too. Or if you are already sophisticated, you need to show that with your validation that you are a sophisticated individual.
Right. So, wow.
You see what I'm saying? That's branding right there. That's real talk branding.
Yeah. And branding, hey. She got her eyebrows on point. I wanted to mention that. So when you see a
yellow
green and silver, your eyebrows are perfect.
You a fool. Anyways, so yeah. For real, but back to branding. No, that's what's branding. And, okay, to understand how branding works, okay, your publicist will help you form an image. May it be authentic. May it be fake. You could be something you dreamed about when you were 3 years old. You know, whatever it is, you shape it and form it. Now, how do you establish that your image is relevant or important? Your image is everything. Your image is everything. Okay? And so that's what you want to make sure that you remember, too. Your image is everything. And I think Sprite said that, and I want to shout out my homeboy, Roderick, at Sprite, does marketing for Sprite. But you need to make sure that you're true and authentic, because people won't believe you if it's fake. You know, you need to make sure, even if it is a fake image that you really are, you know, if you are this fake person for real, or if you are this real person for real, people will know that that is really you, you know? So if I wore green contacts, you girl, you know what I look like. If I wore green contacts and I swore up and down they was my real eyes, you know, and you'd be like, she knows her eyes aren't really green, but she's going to continue to say that, you know, whatever. Everybody gonna be like green eyed Heidi, straight up and down.
That's right.
And she don't give a damn. That's green eyed Heidi right there. Real talk, because I know it's fake, you know it's fake, but you know that I identify that as that green-eyed Heidi. Can't nobody tell me nothing different.
Yeah, that's what's up right there, you know. I've gotten so much insight. You know, if you're just now tuning in, you're rocking with the one and only L.A. Drina, and I got my girl Heidi Gomez-Payton. You know, she's giving her insight, you know, on the role as a publicist, you know, and she's gotten real deep with us today, you know. So if you're just now tuning in, you got to make sure you recap and do an encore replay on this show, you know, so you can really take notes and get some insight on what publicists do. You know, all publicists are not, you know, robots or anything, you know, so don't think that they're going to be perfect, but they can work with you and they can connect with your whole personality and they can do things and advise you in the right way to go based on your individual persona, you know.
Man, oh, I'm glad you even just mentioned that one.
That's the perfect.
No, humanity is glam. I'll just say it right there with the perfection. And,
yeah.
And that's what's up right there, for real.
Yeah.
That's
I guess the next time I'm going to see you is in Atlanta sometime, you know. So that'll be cool, you know. Let's go mad.
Oh wait, are you gonna be at the Essence? You gonna do the Essence too?
Yeah, I'm gonna do the Essence, you know, and I also wanted to, you know, get in the studio while I'm down there in ATL with, you know, some little hot topics out there, you know.
Okay.
Out there in ATL. I'm gonna be in the studio for probably about 4 days prior to the award show. Then I'm gonna get it in and I'm gonna avoid all them big old fat ribs, you know, that you know, only for right now, because when July comes, it's going down. You know,
girl,
when
share some with me, because I'm over here trying to gain a couple pounds. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. You know.
My people say I'm getting too thin. So you know, share me a plate or something.
yeah, we're gonna get some baby back ribs. You know how they're doing it out there in the ATL. My homie Mr. Pills, you know, he goes and snapshots a picture of these dripping barbecue ribs from Memorial Day. You know how he's doing it out there, and he already knows that I'm trying to, you know, do my thing with the whole nutritional lifestyle change thing. But you know, I already know you don't refrain from eating nothing, Heidi. You know,
so, you a fool.
we gonna make sure we have our day. You know,
okay.
And we go out and hang out and have a good time out there. You know, so I'm just like, man, we got a lot of, you know, we got so much more insight and topics that me and you can talk about, you know what I'm saying? And I just want you to come back on this show again, you know, because
oh,
there's
for
so
real?
Many people. Yeah, I want you to come back on this show again so people can get some more insight, you know, on the role of a publicist and not just about your job, your career, you know, more so just about who you are as a person anyway, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, because you have a lot of insight on just the females in hip-hop anyway. You know what I'm saying? She's worked with different females in the hip-hop industry, you know, and I like how her relationship is with women. That's why, you know, I really want her on Fancy Takeover Friday, too, you know. So, you know, we're going to see if we get Minnie in definitely. Heidi, you know, so
I love females in hip hop. We're going to still tackle that dragon for next year. Real talk, but aside from that, yeah, we definitely. I'm ready. Let's talk.
Yeah. So all my listeners out there, look forward to seeing more of me and Heidi together. You know, because we got some plans in the works. You know, and it's going down. You know, and I wanted to know if you want to give anybody any last minute shout outs, you know, before you step out the building, Ms. Heidi.
Okay, well, yes, I like to shout out. First of all, I'd like to shout out Keith Robinson. I'd like to shout out Mimi at Dope Magazine. Again, Roderick Sprite. I'd like to shout out, not too many people right now. I'm just going to keep it low. I'll be out here all day. All my local DJs, radio, magazines, the bloggers, everybody who supports me while I'm calling and pitching and sending all those emails, all of you guys who haven't called and cussed me out and accepted all of my pitches. So I really appreciate all of it and the love that I receive. So thank you again, and just shout out to everybody who accepts me and what I'm trying to do.
Well, you know, it's all love right here with the Bang Out Radio family, you know. And I just want you to know that you're always going to be a part of Bang Out Radio family. So come through and pay us all a visit. Bring your artists this way, you know, and keep on doing what you're doing. Professional all the time that you are, you know. All the artists out there, you know, if you need to try to get in touch, you can contact me, and I can plug you into her, you know, if you.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. I'm actually, come on, holla at her, but I can talk to you, see what's up.
Yeah, definitely, you know, so just.
I'm totally approachable.
Yes, she is. She is very approachable, so make sure you contact her. If you're my friend on Facebook, you know, you can get at me, and I definitely will connect you to Heidi, you know. So, you know, I just want to tell you thank you again for being on the show, you know, and that's what's up. It's all love right here, L.A. Dream in the building, Bang Out Radio. That's what it is.
Okay, thanks for having me. You have a good one.
You too, Heidi. Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So, y'all listeners, y'all heard it right here on Bang Out Radio. You know, this is a Friday. You know, y'all survived, you know, throughout this week, you know, and we're definitely about to get into some music right here on Bang Out Radio. You know, this is Banging That Fire Fridays with your girl, L.A. Drina. You know, shout out to all my female rappers out there, you know, that's doing their thing. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to all my male artists out there, male MCs that's out there doing their thing. We getting it in right here on Bang Out Radio. And then I told y'all, I was promising y'all that I was going to play my version of the you know, to look at me now, you know. So if you still listening in, stay right here. Don't you go nowhere, because I'm about to drop that. Shout out to Z Diva Pimptress, you know. She keeps sending them tracks in, you know. That was the first intro that you heard on the show today. Man, I'm live right now. I'm already relaxing live. You know, we got the whole glow-in-the-dark party with Topaz Lachey tonight at Mazika's. So if you really trying to get it in tonight and you in the Antelope Valley area, you know, you need to come out and support my girl Marley B, you know what I'm saying, the whole Bang Out Radio family. Shout out to all of y'all. You know, I look forward to seeing everybody in the building tonight, you know, because we're going to be getting it in, live performances and everything, you know. So make sure y'all just, you know, stay posted. And we definitely gonna get it in. Bang Out Radio. That's what it is.
YC on the beat.
Whoop. That bitch got all of that.
Boss stay cute, bomb banging. I'm an AC rapping. I go both ways. Looking for a bad bitch, but she gotta be the same. If it ain't AC, bitch, saying your name. You know I look right, so every nigga wanna fuck. In the back of the fashion with a high ass look. Billing myself, smelling like raps. Banging my set while I push to the back. Thick yellow bitch, cause you know I'm about the Mac or a simp ass nigga trying to get them 4 stacks. You already know I keep a few bitches ass so fast. They
gotta get a tick.
All AC, we all wanna hit it. All our friends on it, they all with the business down. And I can really bang that, pull it over, and you can run it like a lap.
Got to get a tick.
Hey, girl. Damn, bro, call a popo. She got a pinky booty, make a nigga want more. Fat ass, two-faced, and waist. We can get it in, tell me when it will play. Freak, you can tell Bardone. Her ass sit right, hella clean, no phone. F game, be the game, so the biz give me brain. Every bitch I talk to do the same, no lame. Pretty booty bitch, tell me what's the deal. I should make a song about your ass like for real. That'll make you love me. Then you got a cool face, but your ass had a big like Duffy. Can you spin around with the dicks to the side? I know you a freak, you just acting kinda shy. That'll make a nigga like me say bye, but your ass too big, if you leave, I cry.
Hey girl.
whatever, and you can fuck the whole fam. I'm saying you can get it, bitch, like right now, who free? Any act who I'm with, most gang in the same, man, you know that's the click. Whoa, you can fuck the whole crew. They all tap that ass like Doug, Doug, Boo. And her ass looking lovely, thick with a wild ass, like Jumanji, gonna make it bounce. Like a bungee, too much in the trunk, call her ass one, wee. Girl, you pretty hot, looking real bad, and I want it off top. We can push to the crib, you know, straight drop. Keep a bitch with a mouth like a hundred.
Try to get a tick. Try to get a tick.
Right here on Bang Out Radio, your girl LA Drina, you know what I'm saying? That was my girl Twin, you know what I'm saying, with that fire track ticket, you know. I got another caller calling in right here on Bang Out Radio, caller 0644. You're live on Bang Out Radio.
Cheers. Shouts out to LA Drina. Shouts out to all the Kelly people. What it do for it? What it do for it?
Man, I appreciate you calling in. Shout out to all the listeners out there. You know, that's what it is. You know, it's always good hearing from you. What you got going on in progress?
Hey, you already know. You know, down here in the dirty south, cranking this grill up, real chicken and everything on deck, you know. I appreciate the love, Callie. I appreciate the love. Y'all already know how we do it down here.
Yes, yes, yes. Always showing the love. So, how have you liked today's show so far? Even though we haven't really gotten to a lot of music, you know what I'm saying? Just wanted to give a lot of insight, you know what I'm saying, and give some people some information out there, you know?
Oh, you already know. I appreciate the love of the Bang Out Radio. You already know my girl, L.A. Drina. You want to highlight your boy, Mr. Pills? Go to MarioJohnson38.com, you know, Yahoo. Check me out, you know what I'm saying? The show has been phenomenal, as always. And I'm just hollering at my girl, you know, this on the humbug.
Yeah, that's what's up. You know, I was just talking about you, like, not that long ago on the show with Heidi, telling her about how I'm trying to get it in with you when I get to the ATL. Yes, yes, yes. You
already know, Black Rain Entertainment. Fold down like we do it, baby.
Yep. I'm like, man, I told him how you was teasing me with them ribs earlier. Shoot, but that's what's up, you know.
I had this in the picture, you know what I'm saying, of that down south cooking. You know, but I know Cali folk got their swag, you know. That's why I say much love from the dirty south to y'all. Everybody that support Mr. Pierce, appreciate you.
Yeah, that's what's up. You know, if you don't know who Mr. Pills is, you know, you're going to get to know him right here on Bang Out Radio, because we got his music right here in rotation, you know what I'm saying? Bang Out Radio all day long, you know, so y'all just, you know what I'm saying, y'all keep looking out for Mr. Pills. Let him know what's up with your album and all the stuff you got going on, Pills.
Oh, you already know. Adults Reality will be in stores real soon. I got my first single, Who Drinking, Who Smoking, you know, going down with my main man, Monte Carlo, representing that 7400 block down here in College Park, Georgia. You know what I'm saying? Right. Shit, there's just so much on the plate, a big boy can't eat enough. You know what I'm saying?
That's what's up. Man, that's what's up. I like I love the unity, and I like the way you network in your whole business, you know, that's what's up. You know what I'm saying? That's why I'm like, I gotta go see what's going on down south. You know, I ain't been down south in like some years, you know, so it's time for me to get, you know, so I'm definitely coming out there, and you know, that's what it is.
I know the call was unexpected, and LA Drina, she is fine. All y'all that support Bang Out Radio 5, you know, let's not hate on each other. Let's go and get this paper. How about
that? That's what's up. Man, Mr. Pills, it's always all love right here, Bang Out Radio fam. You know,
Actually, I got one of the joints right here. I'm about to run that one time. It's called In the Club. Can you tell us about that joint?
Uh-oh. Enjoy.
That's what's up.
You already know.
I'm in the club, popping big bottles, popping out bottles, my game full throttle. I'm in the club, popping big paper, a real alligator, say it wrong to you haters. I'm in the club, popping big bottles, popping out bottles, my game full throttle. I'm in the club, popping big paper, a real alligator, say it wrong to you haters. I'm
as I close the club, they show me love. 10 bottles of bourbon and ain't no for you screws. Get into the VIP to get my mind right. Not knowing that I'm in for a stripper's delight. I'm popping bottles, scoping models, playing like a boss. I keep that jelly jiggling so you know I got some flaws. Ain't no interruptions, cause my game authentic sauce. And if you block my view just like that, you getting tossed. Pop it, mommy, for your bitch, poppy. Your name is copywritten, so can't nobody copy. I got to hold you down, cause can't nobody stop me. And if they try to stop me, then I'm gonna have to off you. Now back to the situations that's at hand. I see how you talk that thing, now do it again. Put it in reverse, make it jerk or whatever. Cause about to make me go to a whole nother level.
In the club, popping big bottles, popping out bottles, my game full throttle. I'm in the club, popping big paper, a real alligator, say you're prone to you haters. I'm in the club, popping big bottles, popping out models, my game full throttle. I'm in the club, popping big paper, a real alligator, say you're prone to you haters. I'm
in the club, go ahead and make it clap. Be a good girl and put your city up on the map. Like a butterfly, make it flap and fly away. It's that Mr. Pills, and I'm here to say that you rolling with a real deal, deal. Talking tab, let's keep off in the club, and I'm spending bigger figures. Just to see you dropping real low to the ground. I don't know where you're from, but I'm from this A-town. I'm trying to focus, but that bug got me leaning. Seeing double between, just like I'm really beaming. They hit the club on any given Sunday. Monday through that Saturday, then Saturday through that Monday. Work that pole, mommy, from the ceiling to the floor. Just like Flo Rida, shout and go, hit the flow. Do it like you know, and do it like a pro. And come back to the club if you really want some more.
I'm in the club, popping big bottles, popping out bottles, my game full throttle. I'm in the club, paper, a real alligator, say you're prone to you haters. I'm in the club, popping big bottles, open out models, my game full throttle. I'm in the club, popping big paper, a real alligator, say you're prone to you haters. I'm in the
Man, that's what it is. You rocking with your girl, L.A. Sabrina. Man, that was Mr. Pills in the club.
Yay.
You know, what that is, man. That's that down south fire, but you can, you know, rock to that from coast to coast. You know what I'm saying? So, man.
All right. Well, I appreciate the love, mommy. You know what I'm saying? And to all the Bang Out Radio, all executives, whoever in charge, everybody keep doing what y'all do. You know what I'm saying? Because you already know, without the radio, ain't no radio play. You heard me?
Yep, that's what's up, you know.
So
this is, you know, it's all love, you know. This is where the indie artists get heard, you feel me? And, you know, we rooting for all the indie artists out there. We got a call right here, call it 1899. You're live on Bang Out Radio, what it is. You're live on Bang Out Radio.
Hello.
Hello, who am I speaking to?
Oh, yeah, this that boy boss man right here. I was trying to find out who won that little voting contest, the radio voting contest.
We actually going to be announcing the winners next week on Bang Out Radio. You know, definitely my girl Topaz Lachey, you know, she is still counting all the votes, you know, the votes that were done via internet as well as the votes that we took while we were live on the air. So you can be tuning in next week, and definitely you will receive an email, you know, and you will definitely know exactly who won the contest, you know.
I mean,
so
we can still throw our votes in now, though.
The voting, our last opportunity to vote was actually on Tuesday, you know. So that's the cutoff of that deadline. But make sure, you know, you and anybody that's from your camp that's out there doing their thing, just let everybody know, you know, Bang Out Radio, we actually got another contest coming up as well, you know. So just try to stay posted with that, you know, up-and-coming opportunities. MTV, BET, commercials, promotion, and all that good stuff, you know.
For sure.
Yeah, but, you know, nevertheless, I don't even know who the person that won, you know. They're still calling the vote. And you know, I'm rooting for everybody, you know. It's hard, you know, because everybody out there got that fire.
I'm only throwing my vote in for one person.
Huh?
I'm only throwing my votes in for one person. Everybody else don't matter. As long as Twin as a B get out, it's all gravy.
Well, you know, Twin is the business. You know, I love Twin. I know exactly who Twin as B is, you know, and that's what it is, you know. And
yeah,
really,
I know Twin as B personally. That's my little sister right there.
What's your name?
My name, Boss Man.
Boss Man, okay, that's what's up, Boss Man. That's what's up.
Yeah.
You'll be meeting me pretty soon, you know, Boss Man. You know,
for
sure. Trust me. You know, I love her. You know what I'm saying? She got it going on, and that's what it is. You know, and her, she's been having an outpour of support. You know what I'm saying? With Bang Out Radio,
yeah.
She just got done playing one of her songs right here on Fence Takeover Friday. You know, and I met your parents too. They called in, you know, and I got a chance to talk to them and everything. But, we'll definitely be in touch. And, you know, I'm rooting for her, you know, and everybody else, you know, that's affiliated with the contest, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, just keep your, you know, fingers crossed for Twin, you know what I'm saying? And
all the time.
That's your favorite female or your favorite artist, you know, that's what's up, you know. She got a lot of talent, you know.
Yeah.
So that's what's up, though. And we will be, you know, in communication. So stay posted. And Topaz Lachey, she will be announcing the winner, you know, most likely on her Thursday show. So, keep listening in the Bang Out Radio, fam.
For sure, I got it.
All right, you have a good weekend.
Yeah, y'all too.
Gotta come out to the Glow in the Dark event tonight. All right, bring the HT to the Glow in the Dark event.
Oh, for sure. Off top,
that's
it's
what's
an
up.
Event, though.
Yeah, that's what's up. So I'll see y'all there. That's what's up.
All right.
All right, then. Take care. Yep. Man, that's what's up. Bang Out Radio. Twisted to look. I'm saying Twisted Tuesdays, you know. You guys know I host Twisted Tuesdays, but this is Fancy Takeover Friday, you know, and in between, you know, we still doing Banging That Fire Fridays, the show that Topaz Lachey already launched, you know what I'm saying? That's why I'm getting it in with the fellas, you know, and the ladies, you know what I'm saying? Bang Out Radio, that's what it is, you know. Shout out to all the listeners out there, you know, getting it in on Bang Out Radio. Mr. Pills, you know what I'm saying? I see you. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to all the artists, you know, that's a part of that. Fans, vote for your favorite indie artist. You know, I can't wait to find out who the winner of that contest is, too, you know. So y'all just keep listening in, you know. And we're going to do it like this. We're about to do it with the Bossy Chicks. Here we go.
Woo! The Bossy Chicks, Topaz Lachey. I'm a bossy chick, cause I'm a boss. They know, cause I'm a boss.
they know, they know. I'm a bossy chick. Yeah, I'm doing my thing, going hard on them. Too high for them. Better recognize a boss, I'm about to give it to them. Yeah, I'm stunning on them. They can't do it like me. Yeah, they wish they could. Yeah, I'm running this shit like the president. So with it, but you gotta get with it. This bossy chick, so serious. I'm a bossy chick. I'm a boss, they let me loose now, I'm off the chain now, so bossy form, all you haters, better run for it, I'm taking over now, west coast, east coast, down south now, I'm the bossy ass, and that's a guarantee, I know you're feeling me, so weird ass, but you gotta get weird ass, this bossy chick so serious, I'm a bossy chick, cause I'm a boss. They know, cause I'm a boss. I'm a bossy chick, cause I'm a boss. They know, cause I'm a boss.
Man, that was up right there. Shout out to my girl Topaz Lachey. You know, she got a single coming up. You know, y'all gotta make sure y'all listen to the single, you know what I'm saying, Pop Bottles, you know what I'm saying, Popping Bottles. Y'all, you know what I'm saying, we getting it in right here on Bang Out Radio. You know, Femcee Takeover Friday is what it is. You know, L.A. Dream in the building. You know, it's going down Friday. Happy Friday to all the listeners out there that's listening in. You know, shout out to all the female artists out there in particular that submitted their music to Bang Out Radio. You know, I got Taken Over by Z Diva. You know, she's constantly submitting her music. Shout out to Treasure Coke. You know what I'm saying? If you ain't got Coke Bugatti, you got to get her. You know what I'm saying? Because she's doing it so well. And shout out to Semi Auto. Man, I've been working with this cat all week long. You know what I'm saying? And we about to really get it in. You know what I'm saying? That's what's up with it. You know, shout out to Swagger Movement. You know what I'm saying? Hope to see y'all in the building. Shout out to Fia Lamore, one of the Femcees out there that's getting it in coast to coast. We about to put the West on by Sia. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to, you know, my bro War God over there, Star Mob, ENT. Shout out to Headache over there at Star Mob, you know, doing it like that. You know what I'm saying? Look out for War God with that Sugar Rush. You know what I'm saying?
Just let my song play. start with the slow shit, then turn my hype up. Serving them more than just dinner, he keep me wiped up. I got some people that would die for me and cry with me, so basically it's time for me. So I gotta get my mind right, making sure the rhyme type reaching for the limelight. Cause even when the weed don't work for the tears and the pain, then the mic might. So I hit a bass beat and we get to no sleep cause we grind like that. When you put me on the track, take a few steps back to the shit zone.
What?
Big cousin, the first member that ever witnessed me hustling. Out late, smoke break, yep, right out in public. Teenage, different city, chilling like it was nothing. Corey, remember when we tricked that knock? We went back to your house and we split that guap. And it was ill how we took them cops. You kept it real, my pops, I swear we had it on lock. We mall hopped till we dropped, clubs to the parking lot. The only brother I got, so the verse can't express how I feel inside. I'm down to ride. After wiping tears out my mother's eyes, kill Corey on the arm till this nigga dies.
Shout out to Thea Lamore, you know what I'm saying? Look her up on Facebook, you know what I'm saying? Hit that like button on Reverb Nation, you know what I'm saying? That's what's up, you know what I'm saying? Man, these female artists, they out here getting it in. Shout out to my girl, Miss Toy, out there in Inglewood, doing it big, you know what I'm saying? I got up and coming project working with her, you know what I'm saying? And y'all just look out for that, you know. Man, we've been getting it in right here on Bang Out Radio. You know, I'm a mix y'all in, you know, and keep all my female artists in rotation today, you know, and that's what it is, Bang Out Radio. So also, you know, I just wanted to, you know, let y'all know, all the listeners out there, know where you can reach me at. First of all, follow me on Twitter at Ladrina SoCali, that is one word, Ladrina SoCali, you know what I'm saying? And also you can reach me on Facebook at facebook.com/purethick, that's PUREPHICC, you know what I'm saying? You can hit me up on Reverb Nation, see what I'm working with, you know what I'm saying? I haven't put, you know, all my mixtape stuff out there yet, you know what I'm saying, for you guys to be able to listen to, but I got a couple of tracks on there so you could just see my whole flow pattern, but that really don't describe me as an artist because I'm very universal. If you got a pop sound, if you from down south and you trying to collab with me, email me. You know, all you indie artists that's out there listening, if you have tracks that you want to submit to Bang Out Radio, you can reach me at latrina.bangoutradio@gmail.com. Please submit your MP3 files. You know, we just want to keep you on rotation, getting you heard from coast to coast. Be on that grind and hustle about yourself. You know, submit your tracks in to us so we can get you in rotation if you ain't already in rotation with us. You know, it's all love to the indie artist. You know, and keep looking out for all the contests and everything that we got going on. Keep tuning in because before I let y'all go today, I'm going to let y'all hear, you know, my little verse off the Look At Me Now. You know what I'm saying? You can hear a snippet of what I'm doing, you know. But usually on my shows, I try to leave it open for my artists, you know, to call in, you know, and submit their music, you know, because the show ain't about me. It's about y'all. You know what I'm saying? So just, you know, I just want y'all to be in tune to what I got going on. You know what I'm saying? That Pure Thick Volume 1 is coming up. It's coming out this summer, actually, you know. And for all the artists that's out there listening, keep doing what you're doing. Invest in your careers. You know what I'm saying? Keep God first, you know, and make sure you understand that, you know, the hip hop community is a big family, you know, and when you network and, you know, you support your other artists out there, you're really getting it in. I know that this is a competition out there, but, you know, showing that love, you know, for and respect for somebody else's grind and hustle, you know, that right there is what really sets you apart, you know, from other, you know, artists out there, you know. So I just wanted to let y'all know that, you know, and right now we're about to get into, you know, some Camille. Ill is the name of the track featuring Chuck Diesel and DJ Shanks. The tip off.
We live in the spot right now. Chuck Diesel hanging out with my boy DJ Shanks. And one of the biggest conversation pieces out here is how we have so much talent on the West, but really not enough platforms to put these artists out there. Man, how do you feel about that, being in the game for as long as you've been in there?
We got too much talent to only have West Coast Wednesday.
Y'all need to have West Coast every day, putting them in rotation, man.
We just need the program directors and the DJs to get behind the movements and support a little bit more, because the people want to hear the music.
I think it's a whole bunch of shit we can really get into, man. But one thing I want to ask you before we get up out of here, bro, is female MCs, like, not just on the West Coast, but in the game right now, it's not too many out there that's really doing it. Why do you think, what's really holding female MCs back?
I think it's a matter of the talent, getting the female with the right amount of direction, longevity, consistency, and just sisters having more of something to say.
Yeah.
You know, we still searching. They're out there.
Yeah.
We just still searching.
So, I mean, that's the question I had, man. What would it take?
I don't know just yet, but Well, here's the kickoff, cause I'm about to rip off. Killers knocking lips off. Travel like a spitball. I hit y'all with a mix of diligence and killer instinct. My inner vision slip off. As I walk these city streets, niggas been lost. I'm finding myself between the sheet music. Trying to move past the YouTube fad and blue moon movements. Tune in, my evolution is televised, but I choose to stay elusive. So what these niggas doing? Eating soup with a fork, I'm starving. The more I consume, my mind sharpens. Blocking number two, Millie's a true marksman like a silencer in the form of a pen to end all the nonsense. Draw inspiration from the moms and the Omni and Eisenhower halls of the shores where you find me. Time bound with headphones on. Let's prom queen cross between King T and Talib. I embody it all. There's so much weighted on my conscience at heart. There's belief up in the palm trees. Obstacles ain't bigger than my dreams, but in the grand scheme of it all, these niggas is pawns. Beating the odds is a full-time job, a lot harder than I thought. But once upon a time, I used to jot every line in my journal from the mom and the pop. Hard-headed, I was young but an artist at heart. I just opted not to show it, cause you know the looks you get when you try to build a life through the music. Skeptics in your ear like you probably go broke before you blow up. Know it all niggas hating, like don't get your hopes up. Back to the wind, got my spine off the rope. Strong standing on both my 2 feet and 10 toes. Taking all the game I was shown and gone. Light is so keen, just like a little mogul is supposed to. Life's grayscale ain't black and white like the roller. Tone way back, use the globe as my podium. The genuine article in fact, you ain't gotta put the world in my hands, but best believe I'm a habit, so yeah.
See, that's what I'm talking about. You know, Camille getting it in, you know what I'm saying? West Coast female rapper out there doing her thing, you know what I'm saying? And you know, a lot of us West Coast female artists, you know, aren't getting acknowledged, you know, for the whole hip-hop game, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, a lot of us, you know, we out here, you know, y'all just got to look us up, you know. We getting it in, you know, so... Just know that we available, you know. Book us for some shows. See if we don't rock the mic, you know what I'm saying? And you heard that right here on Bang Out Radio, you know. So, you know, I just wanted to give y'all that, you know, right there. Shout out to Camille, you know, for sending that joint in right there. And very lyrical chick, you know. That's what's up, you know. I Rock by Girl Bandit is up next. Here we go.
bring your girl around me, she gets snapped.
Come on.
Give it to a bunch, get a hood like crap. Get the stimulation, get
come
like
on.
That. Your girl missing action, that's just too bad. Don't bring your girl around me, she gets snapped. Give it to a bunch, get a hood like crap. Get the stimulation, get like that. Your girl missing action, that's just too bad.
Yeah.
I see you moving, shaking that ass, oh my.
Come on.
Got me in a daze, baby girl, no lie.
No
stand, deny your eyes, and I walk by. Never seen a brother so fresh in this fly. That's why I'm top of the game, like the clouds in the sky. Something like a T.I. from the past, don't you wanna be high? I want the bread, but I'm something like a P.I. Got your girl screaming out my name as I leave out. Oh, no, the girl's on my nerves, she's up in the club, and that's a good, and I'm putting her on like a
man. They
call me Mr. Mac Daddy, but since you're reading, I got females far as the eye get
high.
These Austro broads just live for me.
I'm
the best of all these women.
Come on, come on.
Don't bring your girl around me, she gets snapped. Give it to a bunch, get a hook like crap. Get the stimulation, get like that. Your girl missing action, that's just too bad. Don't bring your girl around me, she gets snapped. Give it to a bunch, get a hook like crap. This is simulation, like that.
Come
your girl missing action, that's just too bad. Deep in that night,
come
on. Safe in the day. Well, let me catch your girl outside, wanna play. She just snaps up so quick while you turn the other way.
Is that right?
Part of my entourage, she'll be that day. Never wanna leave, to me she'll say,
tell her,
girl, you free, going about your way. The look in the eye, tell me she wants to stay.
Why?
I don't know about this woman that got some stuff. Maybe it's the way that I ride in that big body truck. Tossing signs, I toss mine on up.
Mine
I was blessed with this game, don't ever call it luck.
Hey,
put my beat down low, put my top let back.
Baby,
this hot thing, got the girl on the snap.
We're
so clean, like the car on flat.
Car on
no pros, got the whip flipping like that. Don't be mad at me, I'm just stating the fact.
Come on, come on.
What's up? Right here on Bang Out Radio. CMC Takeover, you already know what it is, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to all the artists that submit their music right here on Bang Out Radio, you know what I'm saying? We getting it in today, you know. Man, this has been a marvelous show, you know what I'm saying? And I don't know if I'm going to even be able to upload my file, you know. I've been trying to, and it ain't letting me do it, you know. So you guys keep being posted, you know what I'm saying? Keep being posted on this track that I'm put out there on Bang Out Radio, you know what I'm saying? But like I said before, you know, shout out to all the female artists out there that's getting it in, you know, and keep submitting your music, you know. We're going to keep you in rotation right here on Bang Out Radio. That's what's up, you know. So we're about to get into another track right here, Marley B with Ooh Baby, you know what I'm saying? She about to drop her single real soon. So I'm going to play this one in honor of Marley B. That's what's up.
Marley, I'm back again. Oh,
that's what's up. Banging That Fire Fridays with your Femcee Takeover with your girl L.A. Drina as your host. You know what I'm saying? I'm always, you know, up for, you know, supporting my female artists, you know. So if you're out there and, you know, you're listening into the show, why don't you go on, you know, the Femcee Movement Coast to Coast. The Coast to Coast Femcee Movement is a page I started for networking opportunities for the female artists out there. You know, and surprise, surprise, I did find, you know what I'm saying, my track right here, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I'm going to ride it out with that, you know what I'm saying? Last but not least, it's your girl L.A. Drina with the Look At Me Now. This is a Bang Out Radio exclusive, you know what I'm saying? So you heard it first right here on Bang Out Radio.
L.A. Drina in the building.
West Coast.
You know what it is. Let go. You wanna rumble in my jungle, but you ain't walk a flock. If I pull a heat throw, then you know I'm gon' cock with the red bottom pumps. So you know I got a rock with me trying to go down, then I ain't trying to talk. L.A. Drina in this bitch, I kill you hoes and dig a dick. My flow is so phenomenal, I murder all you plastic kids. Hate me now, hate me later. I'm world champion like the ladies. You wanna bench, I'm in the game. I need the fortune, fuck the fame. You the loser, I'm the winner. I eat rap bitches for dinner. Call me the glutton, cause I'm the fucking sinner, bitch.
For this.
Man, I got more bars than Twin Towers and Linwood put together. You already know what it is.
What a fuck, yo. Commissary, bitch.
Second verse, same old shit. Hot as bars is all I say. I'm on my grind, that's for sure. 2 days a week on Bang Out Radio. Rest in Star Mob, ABZ. Cali girls, GMG. You fuck with me, bitch, rest in peace. I go so hard just like a beast. Fuck your squad, fuck your swag. Fuck your Louis Duffel bag. Fuck your flag, fuck your rag. Baddest bitch you ever had. If you hating on me, then I'm on my job.
Trying to give y'all the best of me, you know. But shout out to Earth Crew. Shout out to Earth Crew. So, you know what I'm saying? Man, Earth Crew, they doing their thing, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Bianca, you know, doing her thing over there, you know what I'm saying? Big Time Promotions, all the whole Big Time Promotions, fam, y'all getting it in. I see y'all. I'm about to hit y'all with a bomb bomb track called Watch. You know, that's my other half of the Cali Girls. That's what it is. Bang Out Radio.
Rabbit. Trick, I'm the bomb. I know you three times. You gotta watch. No, no, sir. For real, you gotta watch. Give it up, boy. It's the fucking spot. As you can see, I'm all about my watch. They mad, look at they pride, turning back. I got to be a G cause I ain't having that. This old man told me, watch what you say when you rap, cause what comes out your mouth could be a trap. Well, if a booch cry woof, she gon' get smacked and call her fabulous brother on cat facts. I call it general relief cause he was cool after that. My retaliation baby is a monster, willow, swing her hair back and forth, fight, pillow, sitting outside your house looking through your window. I parked across the street, Madea told me you gotta watch. Owe you out of money, trick you out of watch. I'll be on the lookout for them grits in that pot. Eminem your ass like I got fire from the wash. You don't wanna live here, nigga, gone, it's the spot. The homies coming through, I call that shit non-stop. Sir, I'm on my Jay-Z, you can't knock my husband. Pitch your ass out, cause I'm fighting and fuss. Keys leave home while you catching the bus. I'm the bomb, I know you three times, you gotta watch. No, no, sir, for real, you gotta watch. Give it up, boy, it's the fucking spot. As you can see, I'm all about my wash. 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 Bomb, dub, I'm very smashing shit. So yabba dabba do ho, what it do though? Translation for that, rad bitch. Or should I say booch? He my turner, I'm hooch. If I said something funny, but my nigga, I shoot. I stomp a nigga straight out with my fucking ugly. What? What's the picture of I'm burying? What's the picture of I'm burying? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Cause all that drama, I'm a T-Rex in the mind, she's talking all that shit. Men is bimbo, don't know, T-Rex is in fix. I got an ice attitude, you can call me Cube. In the rude way, say that the bomb is in rude. C-Foe, waiting outside your door. But she tucked her tail, cause she was say no more. Ho, trick, I'm the bomb, I know you three times, you gotta watch. No, no, sir, for real, you gotta watch. Give it up, boy, get the fucking spot. As you can see, I'm all about my watch. I'm all about my watch. I'm all about my watch. Trick, trick, I'm the bomb. I know you three times, you gotta watch. No, no, sir, for real, you gotta watch. Give it up, boy, get the fucking.